Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. But how is this so? Why is it so important that we love the right thing? Love the right person. Thank you, Satan, for this as well. God wants to take your view from the conception of the past as landscape with reality from life. Therefore, said, we are shaped and fashioned by what we love. And this is indeed a two-edged sword. That man, that woman, that young person who dies before something or someone unworthy can be debased because of that love. How many persons have fallen prey to this insidious evil and system? A few of them. And the following conscription. One man died a tablet. So what's so wrong about being a tablet? Nothing at all. It can just become the all-consuming passion of one's life. It leads one less than a man. It is the love of money. The sacred word tells us what is the use of all evil. Money itself is useless, but its love has captured us. Then it can debase, can defile a man and cause him to lie, to steal, and cheat, to turn himself into a screaming being that belies his humanity. But what if a man, a woman, is enabled by the grace of God to see the human bottom of life? What if a man loves God as his highest good? The result is that that human being is transformed by that love into the very likeness of Christ and begins to manifest the human attributes of Jesus Christ. And what is this meant? Is it by sheer determination, by human willpower? One cannot just be sympathetic to the beautiful idealism expressed in the words of John Bunyan and describe the man of very stout and countenance who, after weighing all the difficulties that had been boldly to him with the books of Psalm and Ethan and demanded, "Sit down long in your chair, for I have looked this whole thing in the face, and cost me what it may, I mean to have Christ's likeness and will." What a beautiful prayer. And we would have been so simple as we would our efforts to set success. If so, then I, and 10,000 times 10,000 more, would have achieved this goal, years before. But here, my friends, as the idea flows, one who will tell the fact of defeat and despair. The road only begins to open up. As I see myself as I really am, a guilty, helpless, hopeless human being, in desperate need of God and of His grace. And this is the words of the ancient psalmist, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it." Years ago, I read some words with D. Campbell Morgan that I have pondered and meditated upon for many a day. He wrote, "God has demonstrated His love so as to bring some distance in my heart." Truly, as I am of unheretical enthusiasm, I must confess that I hesitated to accept this statement of fact. But I've come to realize that the objective fact of the death of Christ upon the cross, to the sins of all mankind, yes, even my struggling and my failure to the test of Christ's likeness, this strength brings me later on this day, my whole life, let it be, love you only the best I know. God will love of you. I just remind that we love because He chose love us. This love is more than a sweet sentiment. It is a motivating influence that impels us to give ourselves with calculated abandon to Him and to His service. The church is said to the final to the most empathetic, reaching even more complete spirituality of Jesus Christ. Though for myself alone, I would not be ambitious in my wish to wish myself much better. Yet for you, I would be troubled with 20 times myself. This self-same sight, my brethren, comes to us today and gives us the emblems of His love, His very body and blood, given and shed to us upon the cross for our forgiveness. This sacrament of love creates a response of love in us. And with that response, the desire to say from the very depth of our being with filled their eyes, Jesus, I bound this love to me, grace that to me, may come to prayer. Unite my thankful heart with thee, and name without a rival, prayer. To thee alone, dear Lord, I live. Myself to thee, dear Lord, I give. And I need to keep it down. This transcends your human understanding. Thank God, like a sentinel over your heart.